forward we submit after we have been clarified. But in terms of the names, as you said, chairperson from political parties, we have four names. And the name,
just a bit, Secretary, I wanted just to make some clarification, except.
Chair, can I just maybe ask, before we proceed to the names, for Sekwame to clarify the weighting and the calculation of the marks, so then members will be on top of that.
And I think that's the point which I was going to say, it's an issue that with Secretary we can follow through on the detail. But for now, the names will be quite strategic. So I'm going to continue. No, go ahead.
The Chair, I'd like some, and Sekwame can explain the sheet that we have, because I know it maybe it will fit into what's coming. Thanks.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. Honourable Muyane, what the 1 to 5, we used it as a way of assisting the member rank each question. However, the 1 to 5 is not really important in the overall. We use for you to understand how much each candidate, how well the candidate did. So use that as an indication for yourself. Even though general has one question, but its total mark is 15. So assuming, let's say the candidate got a 4, right? You thought, okay, that's well. In terms of out of 15, maybe I would score that 4, maybe 12 or 13 out of 15. So what we really need is this last part from each member to say out of 15, this candidate has scored 10 out of 15 or 13 out of 15. Out of all the technical questions, you've seen all the technical questions, you've ranked them for yourself for your own assessment, then you give us a total score out of 40. Out of the technical section, I'll give this candidate maybe a 20 out of 40 or a 30 out of 40. Same with the other categories. So what we did, while members are away, I'm not sure if I should be showing that, but I'll explain it. So what we did while members were, after our members' discussion, we went to each and every party to get their score, parties that were in the room. So the FF submitted a score that is one member. So they submitted the score, the ACDP and the Freedom Front Plus. The DA has two members instead of one. So what we did for the DA, we averaged the score of the DA. So if we interviewed for, what was the third candidate? For Mr. Trikamji, there were two members of the DA in the room at the time when that candidate was interviewed. So Mr. McPherson and Mr. Cuthbert, they both submitted their scores, right? To get an average, we divided that score by 2 to get an average. In cases when there was one member of the DA, which is Mr. Cuthbert, we took Mr. Cuthbert as the actual score from the DA. Thank you.
I was actually just thinking, remember earlier when I was explaining, because as I said, it's second language, the point of processes, I did actually say, in terms of the documentation, it's an issue can follow through, but in terms of performance, how we record was actually one point, but in the performance and how we understand and see the candidate, you can be able to say, good at that, good at that, good at that, but in the scoring, I thought it might be an issue that can follow through, finalize with the secretariat. But I think for now, with what you're explaining, the reality on my side is that it's not going to be a very easy process. We need to follow through with parties so that at least there is actually comfort on the actual record of their scoring per candidate. So So I'm just saying that's the point. And let me see, McPherson and Trini. Oh, okay, sorry, she was still on the first. I was just rude that I'm stopping her before she finished. You can finish your part first.
Actually, I apologize, and you didn't deserve me. I thought I was done, but I forgot one last one.
Okay.
So, after we have all the scores from each party, I think the proposal would be to take, because there are parties where there's one member, and that member was not in the room. So to get the final score of each candidate, the final score of the committee for each candidate, the proposal is that we take the scores of each party, average it by the number of parties that were in the room. For example, we have five parties, right? So it's an average of five. In cases where Mr. Mulder was not here, we average that score by four, to ensure that there's equality, so that a candidate is not disadvantaged because Mr. Mulder was not here. I hope that makes sense.
Let me ask Honorable McPherson, Honorable Cuthbert, in that order. You raised your hand.
Yeah,
was it three? Oh, sorry. It was Honorable three. In that order, McPherson. Okay. Efrain?
Chair, I just wanted to find out whether the averaging, seeing that the DA score was averaged, they have two people was averaged to a score of one. Was the same done with, for example, the ruling party, the ANC, where their the score was averaged to one?
We haven't received the score, but the plan is to do that. When you receive the score, we average it by the number of members in the party.
Okay, so I think we can actually then go to the names. I think the process at the back of it, Honorable Mbuyane. The issue is that in what was explained, it's the whole management at the back of it. And at this stage, it's actually the issue of the names.
If the ANC then, if what Sekwanda has explained, it's party average. So the ANC is party average, so the ANC should give the average of all the score of each candidate as a party. So we will have the score of eight candidates that must be submitted to complete the list that's required to be. So that for the legal purposes we have ANC has submitted from Mr. T. Kanji, who started to Dr. Mutu. Yeah. Mutu at the end of the lot from there. So then the average of that is the ANC's average score for each candidate. But then we can afterwards capture the each individual ANC member's
scorecard. Okay. So I think that part of the administration has been clarified, that it's followed through. And we are...
No, thank you very much, Chair. You know, sometimes, Chair, the practice of averaging is to ensure fairness. For instance, you had Honorable McPherson. He was not here, but the other colleague was here. The fact that he was not here should not disadvantage them. Hence, the notion of operating so as to ensure that you give them a benefit of doubt with a minimal margin of error. So from where I am sitting, this operating is actually to ensure that there's an element of fairness.
So I think you may agree with me, Honorable Member, that when I was, although I didn't express it properly, I said to the administrative and paper part, we can follow through with the support of the Secretariat. But for now, I thought with the interview participation of all of you, you could be able to say these are the candidates we think are suitable for the responsibility we're targeting them for. So I think that's the point we will get to. That part should be concluded. We'll actually work it through, and there will be a record, there will be a file actually to do that. So Mboyane, just to go back again to the point of the number of candidates.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson, once more. Thanks for the clarity, man, in terms of the average and stuff, because you can see that if you are given 5 and that 5 is 15, you must understand how you make your calculation. But in a nutshell, Chairperson, we have a submission of 4 names in terms of the priority. One is Dr. Mutuba Nzin. Number two,
Dr. Mutu. Is it Dr. Mutu? Mutu Hadini Muzivandila.
Yes,
okay.
Dr. Mutu.
The one. Professor, can you pronounce that?
No, I'm not going to attempt to, but I think we're jumping the gun here. I thought we were going to put the scores up. We were going to average them out. We were going to see what the average score for each candidate was. And then based on that, we were then going to make our nomination. I mean, I have no idea this is how the ANC has scored any of the candidates, and that's what we were supposed to be putting up on the screen.
No,
that's why we broke and
may I suggest that we get the scores, we put it in from, and then maybe take a break of 5 minutes quickly to get to put the ANC score into the system, and then we put the whole thing up on the screen, and then we start with the process of identifying names. So if we can have the names of each of the score of each of the candidates, and we will assume that will be the average score of the ANC. So then we can then put it up and then continue with the process. So I will take the and then we can proceed, Chair.
You were saying?